Listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. The time is 4 p.m. Up next, Hard Knock Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fam, you're tuned to another edition of Hard Knock. Here today on the program, we head to the streets of Oakland, where last night thousands gathered to protest the outcome of the 2016 election. All this and more ahead, so keep it locked.
I'm Max Pringle with these news headlines. President-elect Donald Trump toured Washington, D.C. today, meeting with President Barack Obama at the White House for 90 minutes and sketching out priorities with Republican congressional leaders. Obama said he was pleased by Trump's willingness to work with his team during the transition of power.
I have been very encouraged by the, interest in President-elect Trump's wanting to work with my team around many of the issues that this great country faces.
Trump called the meeting very productive and cordial.
The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties.
Trump will take office on January 20th. While Trump noted that he and Obama had never met before, their political histories will forever be linked. Trump spent years perpetrating the falsehood that Obama was born outside the United States. The president campaigned aggressively against Trump during the 2016 campaign, warning that his election would put the republic at risk. Donald Trump's attorney told a federal judge today he's open to settlement talks in a class action lawsuit involving the president-elect and his now defunct Trump University. Attorney Daniel Petrocelli also asked that the trial be delayed until early next year because Trump needs time to work on the transition to the presidency. The trial is currently set to begin November 28th in San Diego. U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel has not said how he would rule, but he encouraged efforts to settle. The lawsuit alleges that Trump University failed on its promise to teach students success in real estate. Demonstrators took to the streets in San Francisco and gathered in a New York City park today to express their outrage over Donald Trump's unexpected presidential win, while Trump supporters took to social media and denounced demonstrators as hypocrites for not accepting defeat in a democratic process. High school students marched through downtown San Francisco chanting, "Not my president," and holding signs urging a Donald Trump eviction. They waved banners and flags as bystanders in the heavily Democratic city high-fived the marchers from the sidelines. In New York City, about 100 protesters gathered at Union Square in Manhattan to protest a Trump presidency. They held signs that read, "Divided States of America" and "Not My President." The Iraqi military said today that Iraqi troops fired at positions held by the Islamic State group in and around the northern city of Mosul, but did not advance as they regrouped and cleared neighborhoods once occupied by the extremists. Troops are screening residents fleeing from Mosul, searching for any ISIS militants trying to sneak out among the more than 34,000 civilians fleeing to displacement camps and host communities in nearby provinces. Amnesty International reported allegations against security forces of arbitrary detention, forced disappearances, and ill treatment of prisoners. Former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announced today that he is running for California governor, joining a competitive field for the 2018 contest that includes Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and State Treasurer John Chung. Villaraigosa made the long-expected announcement online, saying that he will focus on rebuilding the middle class by investing in schools and repairing roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. The one-time union organizer emerged as a national figure in 2005 when he became the first Hispanic mayor in Los Angeles in over a century and a symbol of the growing influence of Latinos at the ballot box. That's it for news headlines this hour. I'm Max Pringle. Stay tuned for more news later today with the hour-long KPFA evening news at 6 o'clock. Now back to Hard Knock Radio.
Yo, this is M1 from Dead Prez.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from the Coop.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
On the move, this is Pam Africa on Hard Knock Radio, the station of resistance. Down with this rotten-ass system.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. News, views, and hip-hop.
Peace and love. This is Azeem. You're listening to Hard Knock Radio. Real radio. From the concrete up. All the way to the sun. Keep shining, y'all. One love.
What's up, folks? This is your girl, Femi, representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip-hop. Stay tuned.
Right now, we are on in a march against Donald Trump walking up Webster Avenue and 20th right now past the PG&E building. There's several hundred people that are in the street, a line of cops in riot gear, a lot of signs out here, dump Trump, and rape culture, and you hear the chant is all borders have got to go from Palestine to Mexico. What your sign says and why you're out here tonight?
Eradicate Electoral College, love Trump's hate.
And why are you out here tonight, and what does it mean when you say, why do you have the sign to say eradicate the Electoral College?
Right now is a time for change, and new political processes are happening, and it's important that this country works for the people and not rich people.
The argument has been made that Trump appeal to a lot of poor, disenfranchised people, you know, who had felt that they were left out in the middle of the country. And they have, or the argument has been made that his election is a result of the people. How do you see that?
I see a lot of just a facade, just him saying what some people believe, but they're not the majority. Not the majority of the people in this country.
So what do you think that first steps need to be taken to really bring about this change?
I vote to eradicate the Electoral College first. That process doesn't work.
Real talk there. What's your name now?
Elza.
Elza, thank you so much. We're talking on KPFA. What's your name?
My name is Chelsea.
Chelsea, what brings you out here tonight?
I think Donald Trump is a racist and a sexist person, and I want to tell the country that that's not my president. That's not who represents me.
People are saying, you know, I was watching some of this on the national coverage, and they're saying, yeah, the protests are good, but he's going to be the president. What's your response to that, especially since we're out here in the streets right now?
Well, Hillary did get the popular vote, So we're also talking about taking away the electoral college system, so that way the president who gets a popular vote would be the president. So even though he is our president, we're still not satisfied with that.
What else do you think needs to be done? I know people have been saying that now's the time to bring about some real change.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that need to be done. Because the reason people voted for Donald Trump is because our nation is so economically disorganized and so many people are impoverished right now. So there's a lot that needs to change.
I appreciate that. And your name again?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, thank you so much. We're still down here. Hanging out. All right. Want to tell everybody what you're doing out here tonight?
Just out here documenting this historic moment. You know, this is our city. This is our people. We're in turmoil, but we're coming together. We're standing together. We're trying to, you know, just hold space and express how we feel during this time right now.
How are you feeling?
Conflicted. Like a warrior. Like I can't put my faith in no man, so I know that regardless of who the president is, you know, my God is a faithful God, so I'm holding my faith as strong as I can right now. That's how I'm feeling. Like we need to hold faith.
You said this was a historical moment. I remember 8 years ago on these very same streets people were dancing. That was the election of Barack Obama. Why is this historic tonight?
Because we're feeling the complete exact opposite, because we're in shock, because we finally get to see what it means for us to not get out and vote, what it means for us to say we don't matter and then have other people say, hey, actually you're right. It's in our faces now. This is very, 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 very historic, because I think even now, even our young generation right now, even the young generation is realizing that they have to do more. They have to do more, that we can't do it by ourselves. So a lot of people are, I think a lot of people are going to wake up from this moment.
Right now we have a band that is walking by. As I said, there are hundreds of people out here tonight. Many people out here expressing solidarity, many people holding space, people of all walks. You know, the argument has been made, and I know when I was in Cleveland, I saw this with my own eyes in Ohio, that Trump was tapping into a group of people who were feeling left out for whatever reason. And his message of blame the Mexicans, his message of blame black people, his message of blaming the Muslims was something that resonated with a particular group of people. How do you, you know, what's your thoughts on that? The fact that such a message of hatred did resonate with so many people, 50 million.
As I just sat there and got pushed by the police trying to listen to this question and feel like I want to feel protected, but I'm not.
Yeah, as we were sitting here, you know, the line of people just kind of moved you out the way, you know.
It's hard to stay focused when that is the type of issues that we're dealing with right now, right in our face, right there. He came to my back. He didn't come to my face and say, hey, can you move to the side? He pushed me first before he spoke to me. Those type of acts right there is what makes us want to lash out, what makes us want to not do the peaceful thing.
But now it seems like we have somebody who's in office that is actually encouraging that. What do you think we should be doing? You know, like he is totally backing. He was saying, this is what you all need to do. We encourage this and do it to these particular groups of people.
We can't stop. There's nothing else we can do but continue to do the same fight. We have to. There's nothing else we can do but continue to fight. And we have to come together, all of us, all minorities, not just blacks, not just Latinas, we all have to come together and continue doing what we're doing right now. You know, we made some progress here in the community on some local measures. That right there goes to show you that we can come together. We made progress. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, we have children getting measures put on the ballot right here in the city of Oakland that we are out here physically voting on, that are that is affecting us, everybody. So we're making progress on a small level, and we just have to continue to plant the seeds, continue to do the work that is going to make people realize what this movement is about.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a movement.
Lastly, you know, you said people need to come together, of all races and all stripes. But in coming together, some people will say, yeah, we need to find a new Hillary and we need to vote for her. And others will say, let's come together and get rid of voting altogether. And somebody else will have a completely different thing. What do you think we should be doing when we come together? Do we fight it on the voting line? Do we fight it?
You know what it is? We fight it in every way we possibly can. We get in where we fit in. If you have a certain relationship with the police where you're afraid to be out here on the front lines, then do something else. Support the businesses that are making our city thrive. Go out and volunteer in areas where you can. Go out and help folks understand what's going on. Speak to them. So basically, get in where you fit in. What is your strong point? What can you do? Are you one that can go out and pass out water when we're doing this? Can you make flyers? Can you hold space? Do you own a business where people can come and talk to you? Do you work in a field where you can donate money? Can you send money to Stand and Rock? Like, what can you do?
Right.
Do what you can do. That's what I mean when I say let us get together. Do your part, even if it just means, hey, going out and asking just one question or saying anything. Whatever you can do that is positive, that is going to help our cause, help our people, help our community.
That's real talking. You're saying that with conviction as you're speaking. I see you got tears in the eyes, so you're really feeling this tonight, as a lot of people are, that this is not a game.
This is my hometown. I just turned 39 a couple of weeks ago. I've been here all my life, and I know what it's going to take for us to keep our city wholesome, to keep our city soulful. This is exactly what it takes, and I do mean this from my heart.
Thank you so much. And what's your name again?
My name is Kilo. Everybody knows me by Kilo. Shaquilla McCulley, a.k.a. Kiki, Miss Kiki. I work with kids out here. You know what I'm saying? This is my home. Representing Town Biz. It's all good.
Kiki, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
One love.
One love.
We're going to stay strong out here. We're continuing to talk to folks. Right here, somebody who was holding space earlier in front of the store, Town Biz. She was on our show last week, you know, laying down how we should look at this political process. We're talking about Chaney Turner. How you doing this evening? First of all, you know, let's talk about the fact that you felt it was necessary to open up your business, not for business, but for healing today.
Self-care is very important today. You know, a lot of our people are holding on and trying to process all types of emotions and don't know how to do it. And sometimes, you know, just being with other people and being able to say how you feel and to get it out is, you know, it's healing in some ways. You know I needed it personally, and a lot of folks who came through the doors, you know, needed it.
I know when you put the call out, I saw there was a tremendous response. What were some of the things that people were just talking about today?
A lot of folks, you know, well, we're angry, Davey. We're hella angry. You know, we are, you know, upset. This is ridiculous. You know, we shouldn't even be in this current predicament with this man being put in office. Just the, you know, blatant racism across the country from white people is, you know, it's angering. It's, you know, I don't have any other words to say, but, you know, I feel, you know, a word describe aside, you know, from anger, not even disappointment, because I'm like, okay, well, you know, white people just been white people, and a main group of people trying to you know, protect their own personal interest, you know, while only not, you know, dismantling the years of work people have been doing, you know, throughout the years, especially, you know, these past 8 years with, you know, trying to get our economy together and healthcare and, you know, and gay rights and women's rights. So it's not just, you know, it's a slap in the face to multiple groups except white men.
Some have made the argument that, you know, it didn't make a difference who got in office, and some have said that we should be fighting anyway, and that all this is kind of immaterial because it's a larger thing that needs to be going on. I've heard people say that as we were walking up here, it's like, I'm glad he's in there because now it means people are going to really come out in the streets. What's your response to that? Is that a romanticizing of this struggle, or
I think it's an ignorant statement, and it's an insult to people that spend pretty much their lifetime in movement work, and people that's been doing movement work for all these years. People were saying, like, well, why aren't people out here doing this, doing that? Just because, you know, we're not, you know, people are out here protesting in the street doesn't mean that they're not on a daily aren't doing
things.
Like
the sister works with the kids all the time out here. It's not going to be a protest. Not going to be shown on TV.
Right. You have plenty of people. We have educators right here with me right now. People that work with kids. You know what I'm saying? People that go to these, you know, city council meetings and stay there till like 1 o'clock in the morning to make sure that certain things get passed here locally. You know what I'm saying? People that are traveling multiple times a week, you know, on the behalf of, you know, black lives and women's rights. So people are doing things every day, 24 hours a day. The issue doesn't stop. You know, the thing is that, you know, more people need to get involved. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have to join an organization. You can, you know, give your time to some youth or something. But people want to wait till something like this to happen to be like, oh, it's time for us to get up and the revolution to start. Oh, fuck that. We're supposed to be doing this work every day. You know, every tough day. And so, you know, maybe that person just didn't know what they were really talking about. But people are actually, you know, dedicating their lives. You know, people's families and personal lives are being torn apart doing this work to make sure that, you know, we can all get free. So, you know, maybe a few extra people's eyes, you know, will be open and we can do some things. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't stop. The real work does start today. But it doesn't just start with us protesting in the street.
Let me ask you this. You know, last time I was down here was on the tragedy of the two young men that were shot right on this corner, you know, right here. And you were talking about that work. And, I mean, since then, we remember a number of people came out. What's been the follow-up with that? Have people been holding space and continuing trying to heal from that? Because I think sometimes these things happen and they disappear. And folks, you know, kind of like, well, is it all right? Well, is it really all right with the young folks that we're seeing around here?
Right. You know, I'm really disappointed, not just how this was handled, but, you know, there were multiple teens that, you know, were murdered over the summer. And in particularly in this area, the young woman, you know, on the young girl on, 13th, a few blocks away from here. And, you know, some other folks, you know, had got shot. They didn't, you know, they didn't die, but they still, you know, got shot. What really irritates me, Davey, is that crime has been prevalent in downtown for decades. You know, people want to complain about certain venues, you know, attracting crime, but you can go downtown any time of day and buy a gun, drugs, a prostitute right there on 14th and Broadway, 24/7. And it's been like that for decades. So my question is, why hasn't the city done anything to try to address that? The same people been slanging and pretty much, you know, started their own street business, you know, over there. And they're only doing what they know how to do to survive. But you have all of these vacant buildings right here. You have transgender women and teens who've been on Castro Street over here by the freeway for decades. You know, there's no teen centers. A lot of these kids over here are artists. They're artistic. They're brilliant. And there's nothing being offered. You know,
real talk. And that's the work that you're talking about that needs to be done.
That's the work that needs to be done. And, you know, it's been pretty desolate over here. The kids, you know, they don't come over because there's nothing over, you know, over over here for them to do. You know, they could come by, you know, and definitely hang out. But the vibe has, you know, definitely changed. And this block is going to be changing very, very, very soon with, you know, all of the, you know, gentrification. These two empty buildings have been purchased and most likely will be turned into some, like, tech companies. They're about to install all these parklets. And this is an art hub. Like, all of this beautiful graffiti and murals that you see around you are done by mainly youth, you know. They could have been offered something for that. And maybe they wouldn't, you know, tag up as many buildings, you know. But it's all deliberate. The mayor doesn't care. You know, the council lady, she came over here and took a few pictures, you know, after the shooting. But there wasn't no follow-up. You know, everybody wants to get a photo op, just like Libby did today. She stole the shine from the kids who led their own protest and march. And uninvited, she brought herself up there to talk on the mic, you know. Let them have their space. What are you doing besides getting photo ops and saying the same speech over and over and over and over and over again?
It's real talk. What's the next step going here? Donald Trump in office, but there were some measures that got passed here in the city. We were told that. But where do you see things headed now?
We had some, you know, local victories. You know, we had some local victories, and, you know, some might think they're small, but they're victories nonetheless. You know, we got Latifah Simon into the seat for BART Board, and, you know, she's going to, you know, bring some much-needed change. Measure JJ passed, you know, so...
That's the rent control.
That's the rent control, and, you know, that can bring some comfort to some people who, you know, are stressing about the, you know, increased rents. And, you know, we had some things that weren't all, you know, positive. Unfortunately, Larry Reed got back into his seat. And, you know, Jamoke Hodge got back onto, you know, the school board. But we have to, you know, keep working locally. You know, Oakland is a significant city. And we are a resilient people. And despite of who's in office, we have always fought back, you know, against the machine. And this idiot is no different. I think if anything, you know, this is going to inspire people, you know, to push harder and work harder. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do, and we have to stay focused.
That's real talk. Cheney Turner, we appreciate it. We're down here. The march is moved, and it looks like it's back over at Oscar Grant / Frank Ogawa Plaza. We'll probably head on down there. We're right now on the corner of 13th and Webster. We're going to take a break on Hard Knock Radio.
We the people. We the people. We the people.
And so it looks like there's several marches, and this one has split up.
I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise Lil Chopper ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' get up. Home of the ride, the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now, your race is in too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reasons to be president, but we hate him.
Love Donald Trump. Love Donald Trump. Yeah.
First time I ever let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump issue was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan so cold. Obama so hope. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the vote. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. There's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this win, we gonna probably feel broke. You build walls, we gonna probably dig holes. And if we up the hell do win, you gonna probably get smoked.
Down Trump.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, down Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I'm up with Mexicans. Got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. It's Comedy Central. To have an income, be the president. Hold up, nip, tell the world how you up with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, hell, it should begin. Black love, brown pride, and assess again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let's win, win. God bless the kids.
God bless the kids. We're in the wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your LA rally, we gon' crash your issue.
Low down, try. Low down, try.
JVD, Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you. We are downtown Oakland. This has been the site of an anti-Trump rally. At least it started off that way about 5 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of people, in fact, it's not just one march or rally, but it's been a culmination of several. Just a little while ago, tear gas was dropped down here. There were a couple of fires set both downtown and in front of the Uber building, and running into fellow journalists from Indy Media. You know him, Dave ID. Unfortunately, you're one of the people that got hit with the tear gas. What happened?
Well, it was a small amount. It was like a, I think it's, they call it like a CS flashbang. So it was like one little controlled poof. It wasn't like the days of old when they would fill the entire street with it. At first, the truck that was leading the march tried to turn left on Washington to head towards OPD's headquarters. The police weren't having it. They formed a line. Nothing really happened. And then all of a sudden, the police ordered issued a illegal assembly order. And then after that, things started getting a little crazy. People were trying to push garbage cans on fire to the cops. Then the CS flashbangs came. And from that point on, it's split off. There's been dozens, you know, there's like groups of a few dozen everywhere. And then two big groups. There's one group that last I saw them was getting pushed up Broadway around the Marriott. And then there was another group that split from the around the police headquarters. And they were setting fires in Broadway.
There's more tear gas going. Oh, wow. More flashbangs going off over here. So that must be where the second group is at.
Yeah, you can hear the helicopter above too, and maybe a little bit of the dispersal order, although that's hard to hear. It's been hard to hear all night.
Right. Your thoughts on just what's been happening with people coming out in response to the Trump election?
Well, I think people are pissed. You know, I mean, not that people were happy with Hillary Clinton, but yeah, Trump is a fascist monster. So, you know, people are pretty damn upset. I mean, imagining 4 years with him is unimaginable.
And if you can see, that has been the theme. YG, Nipsey Hussle song, F Donald Trump. Everywhere you go, you hear it. But that was the song of the summer. I think it's caught everybody by surprise because there was so much. Yeah, there's more flash grenades going off. There was so much opposition, open opposition to Trump because of the number of groups that he insulted, his actions, what have you. I think everybody's kind of shocked that he managed to make it through anyway.
Yeah, I think it's pretty surprising. I mean, you know, he's admitted to sexually assaulting women. That something like a dozen women came forward and said that, yeah, he's groped me or kissed me without their permission. And, you know, and that's just the beginning of it. He said insane things. He wants to deport 11 million people. He wants to ban Muslims, you know, and the Republican Party went along with it, and the Democratic Party nominated the wrong candidate.
Where do you see things going now? Many people are saying this is a prime opportunity for organizing. This is a prime opportunity to really clean the slate and start things anew. Do you agree with that? Do you see that happening?
Well, it's just day one right now. But, yeah, I mean, I see a lot of people who are motivated. You know, there's been the Black Lives Matter. You know, before that, there was Occupy Oakland and the Justice for Oscar Grant movement. And so there's a number of people that have been around. And I actually saw a lot of newcomers today. So I think some of the younger gentrifiers are getting radicalized when they see the issue going down in the street.
I hear you on that. Well, we're going to stick around here for a little bit. As we said, they are now trying to disperse people. You can smell some of the acrid scent of those tear gas that has been dispersed here. You know, hopefully people keep the momentum. We're going to take a break here on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
Cause everybody heard about this. It's the
with a cap in Oakland. Fire burning, capitalism will return in Los Angeles, dangerous. All my gangsters bang to this. My admin, it's the bottom. Justice system, keep on rocking. The DMV, what it be? We protesting in the streets. The asshole to get at you. Front line of the battle in Houston, what it do? They be after me and you. Ooh-wee, it's just like a movie. In Phoenix, you seen it. America getting remixed. Democrat, Republican, same outcome. You don't believe me, listen to Malcolm. Who got the most bombs? Who got the most drones? Who got the most deaths? Who's tapping cell phones? Who the terrorists? You think I'm out of my mind, you need a therapist. It's the time of the times, this is America. Great Britain and France, it's getting scarier. Hysteria, it's hysterical. Don't talk about no Kenya, no Libya, false media, Kurdistan, Syria. Wait, wait, wait. The president must go, governor must go, fill in the blanks must go, fill in the blanks must go. They don't really give a what you think, fill in the blank, they don't really give a what you think, fill in the blank, gentrification, false identification, racial profiling, don't worry, keep smiling, government shut down, no money right now, education is failing, private prisons keep jailing. Everybody heard about Mississippi Ferguson, Baltimore, who can forget? Genetically modified, how you like that boy, build the pride. Left wing, right wing, to the side, I'll take mine with a side of fries. Better yet, make mine a side of lies. Very greasy, Cajun style, we gon' be Babylon demise. Welcome to America, say goodbye. No justice, no peace, we're police. Brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gon' have to fall.
I had three heart attacks, cancer. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, or police brutality. Josh, friend, it was a whole thing with him. I mean, he wasn't fighting.
It's the so-called land of the free, over the ocean, over the sea, ruled by a fake democracy, twisted ideology, WMDs, teaching you what's so free, fabricating history, making you blind even though you can see, total inequality, you know what I mean? Not much different from the lot of Great Britain, over companies, private prisons, nobody listens, the pigs don't care, everybody wants to be a millionaire, living and breathing polluted air, confrontation over a stair, behind bars for the next 10 years, who makes a profit, you're all free.
Shock and awe. I didn't see this coming. The words I never thought I'd say, President Trump, had become reality. In a remarkable campaign full of bile, hatred, fear, and loathing, guess what? Fear won. Hatred now gulps a glass of champagne. This campaign has been marked by scenes we have never seen before, by words we've never heard said on TV or radio, by screams about a rigged system, folks. When a billionaire shouts about a rigged system, you better believe it, because it is, but in his favor, not against him. Donald Trump has received billions of dollars in free cable and media coverage, which lifted his campaign from farce into solidity. After every campaign stop, the strains of a song, "You can't always get what you want," was heard. It is now clear, you can't. Today, a new day dawns on America as a curtain falls over the Obama presidency and Clintonism. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
It's funny how money changes situations. Communication lead to complication.
Welcome to Porn News Network, Porn Indigenous Peoples Radio, hosted monthly, experienced daily. I'm your co-host, D. Allen, land liberator and poet, in the studio today with my Poor Magazine family of indigenous and poverty scholars, Mutiado, Silencio, and Tani.
From Standing Rock to San Francisco, from Weechin Shell Mounds to Hypocrisy City, a.k.a. Burr KKK Lee, Berkeley, stolen indigenous territory ruled by ancient and current settler colonizer laws that protect stolen land and their stealers over peoples, ancestors, and Mother Earth.
On today's show, we will speak with Corina Gold,
a lonely elder fighting for our own local Standing Rock, right here in Berkeley, to the police terror being waged on unhoused people in the same stolen land, then to Yelamo, San Francisco, where Ed Lai just announced that he has privatized all poor people housing to private corporations.
On the phone with us, we are blessed to have the powerful and amazing land warrior, prayer bringer, sister, and elder spiritual guide for Homefulness, the Landless Peoples Movement out in Deep East Weechin, as well as the co-founder of the Segorte Land Trust, none other than Green and Gold.
How are you guys?
We're good. So, you know, making these dot connections, right, because our hearts and our souls, our minds and our spirits are with the land protectors in Standing Rock, but people may or may not recognize this entire Turtle Island is stolen indigenous territory. And so here we are in Weechin, another settler colonial plot, and there's a shell mound that is of the people, of your people. Can you tell listeners what's actually happening?
Thank you so much, Tiny, for taking the time to talk about this important issue. There's over 425 of these shell mounds that used to ring the entire Bay Area. And the day after Thanksgiving, we find ourselves at the Emeryville one of the largest ones. But the one that we are trying to protect right now is called the West Berkeley Shell Mound. It's on 4th and University. It actually is a complex village site, a funerary site, and a landscape of Ohlone people that went all the way down to Aquatic Park. And there's a developer that wishes to put in two stories of underground parking and shopping and restaurants and then apartment buildings, most of which is going to be unaffordable rates that us poor people can't afford. But what's really bothersome is that this is not just a shell mound. This is the first place that Ohlone people lived on the bay, the first inhabited space in the entire Bay Area. So this is a place that has real meaning. It should not just be for Ohlone people, but for all people. This place should be recognized as a very special place where Strawberry Creek went into the bay, where people had families and had ceremony and songs. So we'd like to protect this space. It's actually what most people might know as Spanger's Restaurant. It's right across the street. It's Banger's parking lot, and people think of it in a Western term that it's only there, but actually it went further in. It went to where the restaurant is. It went all the way over to Hearst. It went out actually almost up to 6th, and it went out farther over past Brennan's. And so this was a huge place that my ancestors once lived. And this past Sunday, we actually had over 200 people come together in prayer from all different faiths to try to send out these good vibrations out to not only our ancestors there, but folks that are protecting the front lines in North Dakota and West Papua and folks on Mauna Kea and all over in the Amazon and protecting the peaks in Arizona. These special sacred places that are touchstones for human beings around the world. That is now the time that we really take a look at where we live and whose land we're on and try to really work with those First Nations peoples of those lands to protect these sites, because in doing so, we also protect ourselves.
And one of the interesting things for people to understand as they try to decolonize their minds is that this is actually the desecration, which is what it is, because we're talking about ancestors, right? So it's desecration as though someone went into a cemetery and just tore it up and said, no, we're going to build a condo. But then the other thing I affectionately called is being done by the developers, right? So that we can build rich people condos in the increasing push to remove all traces of working class poor people and indigenous peoples out of these cities. In essence, there is a very deep connection to the land protectors and water protectors all over Mother Earth, because maybe they're not drilling for oil, but they're creating housing that is completely intentionally not for basically anybody except modern day colonizers. How should people help? How should they get involved?
Well, the environmental impact report is something that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks through the city of Berkeley. I think it's important for people to get their hands on that document. Sometimes they're hundreds of pages long, and we want to make sure that when we're talking to folks, when we're talking to these city council people, when we're talking to the Zoning Commission, that we're actually speaking to this document that's in Western terminology that most of us don't understand, but that we're actually going to come up with some key points for people to make. And, you know, we've learned this over many years, that we can say that this is a desecration, that this is a holy place, but that when we're talking about those kinds of things, many times the city council and the zoning commission and other folks don't hear that. So we want to make sure that we have some technical language in there as well. We have a Facebook page called Berkeley Shell Mound, and people can go there and find out more information. They can go to the IPOC website, and we have a list of events that are coming up that people can participate in. We're also looking for donations for a lawyer for us to have legal consult on this particular issue.
When you say IPOC, what is the URL?
IPOC Shell Mound Walk.homestead.
There is a need for a revolutionary lawyer who can actually help, either the money to pay for one, or if someone wants to step up and help, this is an immediate need. We're talking about the sacred sites and sacred lands and sacred water right here in Berkeley. Thank you again, Karina, and we'll be talking very soon.
Thank you so much, Tiny.
From shell mound desecration to unhoused people's incarceration, the other scandal, the other hypocrisy in this stolen land is the criminalization of so-called public land for some of the public. Up next, we have the honor of speaking to fellow poverty and disability scholar, formerly unhoused revolutionary, Dan McMullen, about this Berkeley hypocrisy. Welcome, Dan. What's going on?
Last month here in Berkeley, we had a elderly worker. He was working here for 30 years, a day worker down here on San Pablo. He was undocumented. He had no Social Security benefits, any kind of medical benefits. And as he got older, he couldn't even afford to live indoors anymore and ended up sleeping in aquatic parks. And he passed away and was out on the streets for over 24 hours, dead, with people walking by him. No one even stopped to check on him. We had a memorial for him. And then at the same time, I got a call from a woman who was actually an activist with me some years back, and she was homeless now and asked if there was anything I could do to help her. And I felt really, really obligated because she's severely disabled in a wheelchair. I did the normal things I do with people, took her around to the different shelters and places like that, and I couldn't get anything for her. And they said, you have to go to this new central intake first. So I went to the central intake, and she went through their whole rigmarole. And then they said, well, you don't qualify for any services. And I'm just like, are you kidding? And so I was really, really angry. And I went out, and I started talking to other people on the streets. And they were like, yeah, we go there. They don't do anything. And I talked to other people that run agencies. And they said, yeah, we're not getting any cooperation with them whatsoever. So I went around, I talked to people in the community that were homeless, and I'm like, hey, maybe we need to go there and do a sleep out protest. And then they came out the next day and they had kind of a parlay with us, and they said they were going to do all this stuff, and they didn't do any of it. They processed a few of the people we had out there. 4,000 people asked for help from this hub in the year that they've been up and running, and they've taken care of 17 people by the time we had our protest. And while we were there for 5 days, that number went from 17 to 40. So it tells you they can do something, they're just not doing anything. People are lined up for help and asking for help, and they're saying, we have nothing for you, we can do nothing for you, sorry. You know, I was homeless myself for 10 years, and I can't sleep at night just thinking about what people are going through out there. The camp we set up was the only operating rain shelter in Berkeley. And every time the rain would stop for a little while, they'd send the police out to break down all our tents and put everybody back onto the wet sidewalks again. And it's just ridiculous. You know, we had severely disabled people. The hub that's supposed to help people daily were bringing people and dropping them off with us to take care of. We have people that are dying on the streets. People are actually getting sick and dying. That's how bad it's gotten here in Berkeley.
How do you think people can help?
If somebody really wants to help us, We lose our tents almost every other night. We lose our camp stove. And if people could bring these things out to us, it would be a huge help.
The donation of what Dan just asked, tents, sleeping bags, supplies, camp stoves, can be made to encampment in Berkeley that is currently being police harassed on the daily basis in this stolen Weeching territory, and at this point is on the steps of City Hall. But look for it in downtown Berkeley. You'll be seeing it.
From Standing Rock to San Francisco, privatization is another word for theft of already stolen land.
So as we continue on the theme of the land stealers and the wealth hoarders moving with their colonizing forces in the 21st century, the same way they did 525 years ago, we are brought to the village of Yulamu, San Francisco, a.k.a. Gentrification City. On the phone, I'm blessed to have my sister, welfare queen and poet and Poor Magazine revolutionary, Queen Nandi Ekshiba. Hey, Queen Nandi.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I'm touching base with you because Ed Lai just released a boastful press release saying that he successfully transferred / sold / pimped / played all the public housing in San Francisco to private, nonprofit, and for-profit corporations. And of course, he's saying that like it's a good thing, and we know that that really just translates into the removal of our poor people housing as we knew it, and eventually all of us poor folks. What's going on in your no longer public housing, Pazzi East?
Right now, we're having a hard time. We're trying to get into our files, get our files situated, get things repaired in our homes, eradicate the bed bug infestations that's popping up like popcorn in these buildings, and get the people who are disabled, get accommodation. They aren't being properly accommodated. What's happening is that an African descendant woman needs to move into a different place for a disabled accommodation because she's in a wheelchair. What they do for every colored person that gets moved out, they have somebody else come in that is not of African-American descent. And now this woman had lost her apartment that was due to her because of her disability that she'd been on a waiting list since prohibition. So we're seeing a lot of mismanagement in the files. I don't know what's really going on. It's just like a deliberate neglect. That's the best way I can just say, okay, just neglect all the tenants. We knew Ed Lai sold out housing a long time ago. We were just waiting for him to just bust out the champagne.
I just want to also put out to people, if they don't already know, this is called the RAD program. It's a coded word for eradication of poor and people of color out of San Francisco. But RAD stands for this benign thing, rental assistance demonstration. And really it's code for selling all the poor people housing to rich people developers. We've been covering this since 2013 and the Bayview and poormagazine.org, and ain't nobody else really talking from the street on the real. The other thing that we put out, which we have still on the table, which is that a revolutionary lawyer take the case of us poor people, of all of the generations of African people in the public housing, and sue for their reparations so that we can build our own. Thank you, sister. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome. Keep on. All power to the people.
For the exclusive backstory on the story, go to www.sfbayview.com. or www.poormagazine.org. Stay tuned for our upcoming story on Ed Lai's announcement on RAD.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication leads to complication.
So that's all for this segment on Poor News Network. Thanks to Anita Johnson, David D., and Anthony Fess for media access, and all of you for tuning in and staying awoke. All power to the people. Todo el poder al pueblo.
Hard Knock Radio, East, West, North, South, conectados, every set, every hood, barrio to barrio, y'all stand up, stay righteous, speaking to the thugs, one love, we know where y'all at, top, Brown Buffalo, it's a hard knock life, gotta pay your bills, they want a song about bling, but it ain't real, we speak to the kids and the OGs, organize, mobilize, be the in case you wanna see 415s bumping Hard Knocks Radio. Brown Buffalo, all up in your stereo. And to the youth, live life like it's golden. Go dumb, go hard, but don't forget where you're going. We from the hood, so it's all to the good. Let us know this, what you're feeling is right. Let's get this understood. It's only one reason why we here today. We trying to make real music so the people can relate.
Learning from the Hard Knocks, living in these Hard Knocks, listening to Hard Knocks, questioning the Hard Knocks. Learning through these Hard Knocks, living for this hip hop, listening to Hard Knocks, listening to the Hard Knocks. Learning from the Hard Knocks, living in these Hard Knocks, listening to Hard Knocks, questioning the Hard Knocks. Learning through these Hard Knocks, living for this hip hop, listening to Hard Knocks, listening to the Hard Knocks.
All my life I had to fight. Trips like, yeah, Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, need the room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangsta, silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. I think I've gone crazy, trying to side my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate poor, poor, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Live with them all. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. Ain't a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I'm trapped back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate poor, poor, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nights and my prayers.
Human rights lawyer and activist Noura Erekat is back in the Bay. She'll be speaking on Thursday, November 17th, 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church of Oakland, 2501 Harrison Street, in this benefit for the Middle East Children's Alliance. When Noura was at UC Berkeley, she helped launch the first university divestment campaign. She recently released the documentary Gaza in Context and produced the video, Black Palestine Solidarity. Noura will speak about, from occupation to warfare, how Israel expanded its use of force and diminished Palestinian resistance. And opening her talk will be Palestinian musician Yara Mubarak. For more info, meccaforpeace.org, 510-548-0542. This event is co-sponsored by KPFA and is wheelchair accessible.
and you're tuned into 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. It's 5 p.m. Up next, Flashpoints.